He's gone on a big stay local roadie trip. Well, sort of local. Morena.
Morena, Catherine. Yes, indeed. The first road trip since who can remember how long. I'm just north of a lovely little place called Greta Valley in North Canterbury. Actually parked on the side of State Highway 1, so if you hear noisy trucks going past, that's part of the course. On one side of me is a herd of Wapiti deer grazing a lovely rolling green pasture. On the other side, golden leaves of Lombardy poplars. We're just enjoying the turning, the last of the leaves turning, which is one of the reasons I love to come to the South Island in autumn. Late autumn. So, yeah, the road trip is on and heading south, as I always love to do. First night, Puriura State Forest, Puriura Forest Park, they call it now. And one of my favourites on the western side of Lake Taupo, a glorious podocarp forest. There's a particular track that I like to take, the Rimu track. From a dock campground just near Mangakino, and you can walk through that track and just spend long minutes staring up into the crowns of Totara and Rimu and Miro and Riwa Riwa and all the glorious podocarps. And I cannot walk through that forest without feeling the great relief and the preciousness of that place, because it was intended to be logged, and it was due to the tree-sitting protests of just really a handful of people in the late 70s that led to the creation of the Forest Park in 1978. And now it's just a glory to a place to be. First night, icy weather. The tent fabric was completely iced by 8 p.m., fortunately, there were a couple of Bay of Plenty men with a teenage child, and they had a roaring fire going. So it was nice to gravitate towards their camp spot and warm up and learn some of what they were doing. They're hunters, but interestingly, it's a modern deer hunting, which is as much about seeing the deer as actually hunting them. And they use trail cameras, motion-activated trail cameras, which they place on trees. They go exploring into places where there are maybe a handful of overgrown tracks or no tracks at all. They study aerial satellite maps and look for clearings where deer might like to congregate. And they showed me a couple of the pictures of stags that had looked at their camera. And these are on the 9 to noon page if anyone wants to have a look. Just being with these guys and just chatting about their lives. One had been a share milker and got out of share milking because the gap between earnings and the potential to purchase a farm seems to grow ever greater. And he's found himself an interesting new project. There's a little startup company called Onitai, based in Taupo, which is making a variation on the South American sweet called Dulce de Leche, which is a kind of caramelized milk sweet dessert thing. So they're using Manuka honey and New Zealand milk, the classic milk and honey story, to make a spread which they intend to export to South America. So, of course, being on the road just brings you these lovely random moments, meeting people and then spending an hour talking to them and learning about their lives.
Goodness, I'm just loving the images on this webpage from inside that forest, and especially the trail cams. I mean, the images you get of the stags, you wouldn't be shooting that if you were down on your haunches, would you?
You'd want to be a good shot. They're carrying an impressive rack of
horns.
Antlers. I was about to say horns. miles an hour.
All right, now...
Now, the next little spot, and I hadn't been back to Marfles Beach, which is having crossed over Cook Strait. Just passing through those glorious hills of south of Blenheim, always a favourite, the Tawny Hills, and glancing to one side and seeing someone had made the obligatory COVID teddy bear out of hay bales with a couple of tyres for ears. So that was a nice little sight. And then Marfles Beach is a little dock campground next to Lake Grasmere, the salt ponds. So you can go out there, and it's quite near Cape Campbell. Again, just struck up a conversation with a local Awatere farmer who had gone into grape growing. He had 120 hectares of grapes growing at the moment. And he said that the Marfles Beach had been transformed by the Kaikoura earthquake. Now, I was actually in Kaikoura last night and felt the jolt of that early morning quake, and it brought back memories of being in Blenheim when the big one struck, I think, was it 3 years ago? But that quake, the big Kaikoura quake, which demolished State Highway 1 for such a long period of time, raised the beach by several metres. So what had been quite a steep beach with waves coming right up to the shore, now there's a broad expanse of sand. And when I was there yesterday, it was just completely covered with mats and carpets of beautiful red algae, deep red, crimson colours and purple. And so walking along through this artist's palette of colour, and also noticing beautiful little sandstone pieces lying all around on the shore, and finding within them the little boring mollusk called the piddock. Piddocks are a rock borer, although they'll also bore in wood, but they don't have any trouble boring beautiful circular holes through sandstone, and you can pick up these stones riddled with holes and then sometimes see the little animal that was responsible. So Marfles Beach, a place transformed and nice to visit again, and now heading on south. So on a rainy day, it's been heavy rain in North Canterbury, so and Marlborough, so that will be pleasing all the farmers.
It sure will. I'm just hoping we can get some. I was on Met Service last night as it was steadily falling where I am, and that beautiful, steady, don't move kind of rain that farmers are, so welcoming of. Not thundering down, but just steady. But unfortunately, yes, it still looked a little light further north. So look, here's hoping.
Right.
Now, you've just been pondering about us not losing the lessons of lockdown. It was looking a little stressy in some of the shops I stopped at yesterday, and the roads are filling up. What's your thinking?
Well, a lot of people are writing about this and thinking there's almost a collective holding of the breath. Can we retain some of the lessons learned, the sense of spaciousness, I think for a lot of people, a reordering of priorities, a sense of what really matters and what matters less. This awareness we've had of who is essential and who is not that we're not all essential, but the change there, those that have been taken for granted. And I think many people at the beginning of the COVID lockdown were saying, we will come out of this, but let us never again take what we have taken for granted. So I think that there is this moment, and I've been reading a little bit of Rebecca Solnit book, A Paradise Built in Hell, which looked at the aftermath of disasters. And she uses the term disaster utopia. There's almost a honeymoon period, a sense where you have a moment to create a new world. You have a pause. And it's in that time that I think a lot of people now are saying, let's not let this crisis go to waste. Let's not suddenly revert to trying to catch up for lost time, as it were. But let's actually try to create and feel our way into the appropriate ways to embed some of those, reprioritising some of those values that we gain.
Lovely. Lovely thought, Kennedy. We'll pick up more next time about that. And enjoy your road trip. Stay safe on the roads and enjoy the South Island. Kennedy Warne.